This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, April 12th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Israel is preparing for a direct attack from Iran on its territory within the next 48 hours. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to respond directly against any attack and has promised that his government was prepared to meet all of the security needs of the state of Israel, both defensively and offensively. Iran has publicly threatened to retaliate for an attack last week on a diplomatic building in Syria, which Tehran says was carried out by Israel. The strike killed several top Iranian military officials. We are exclusively reporting that China has ordered the nation's largest telecom carriers to phase out foreign chips from their network equipment by 2027, a directive likely to hit American chip giants Intel and AMD. The improvement in Chinese chips and tech have made it possible to reduce domestic reliance on American software and hardware. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology didn't respond to a request for comment, nor did China's two biggest telecom carriers or AMD, while Intel declined to comment. And next time you're booking a flight to or from San Francisco, you might want to double-check the airport code. That's after the City of Oakland's Board of Port Commissioners voted yesterday to change the name of Oakland International Airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, though retaining its OAK airport code. Backers say the change is to remind travelers that Oakland is in the Bay Area and could lead to more direct flights. San Francisco's city attorney, meanwhile, said his office plans to pursue litigation to stop the name change on the grounds it infringes on the trademark of its own San Francisco International Airport, or SFO. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly down, while European shares are trending higher. And U.S. stock futures are also up ahead of earnings from several big American banks, including JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.